Over here, Samach Beis Amad Aleph. Five lines from the top. It says Tani Reb Zakkai. Tani Reb Zakkai, learned Kamei de Rebbe. Kamei de Rebbecha. Tani Reb Yechon. Zibeach v'kite v'nisach. V'shtachave, behelam echad. If a person went ahead, he shechted, he was mekat in front of the mizbeach, or he was menasach in front of the mizbeach, or he was mishtachave. So he did all four at one time, ein echayev ala achas. Right? Even though, why only once? So Rashi explains, because these are all avodas, and it says once in the pasuk loisa avdein. So maybe this talking about a shagig, obviously, because in skila you won't be getting four skilas and no such matzias. So it's talking about a shagig. So what happened? Since it's one pasuk, it says loisa avdein. So therefore, you only get one chatas. Amalei, he told him puk tani lebra. Go say this outside. You can't even mention this in Besmedrash. Because it doesn't make any sense. So don't mention such a halacha in Besmedrash. Because his ears couldn't hear this in Besmedrash. Besmedrash is a holy place. And you're going to go ahead and say such a svara. It's not true b'chlal. Someone was telling me, Rabbi Aaron, the reason why, just the reason who was saying this? I was saying, over there, Rabbi Aaron used to scream if he heard something, a wrong pshat. He would scream at the guys. His ears couldn't hear it. Watch it, it wasn't. So Spitz Emes, his ears couldn't hear it. So too, he told him over here, Puk Tani Lebra. Such a thing you can't say in Besmedrash. I can't hear such a thing in Besmedrash. It's not true. Amar Abba. Hoda Amar Reb Zakkai. This is what Reb Zakkai said. Machloikis Reb Yosi v'Reb Nosson. No, it is a Machloikis Reb Yosi v'Reb Nosson. The Tanya. Samach Beis Amar Aleph. 7 months from the top. Havar L'Lav Yatza. It says in the Beis, Havar went out for a lav. What does that mean? We know by the Shabbos, there's Lamates Malachas. But the Torah excluded and it said, Miyuchid, the Issa of Havar. Right? It was in Parshas Vayakel. It says, Leisasikam Malacha. And then it says, Havar, fire. Don't make a fire on Shabbos. So why did the Torah exclude it? Why did the Torah say it in by itself? So it's a famous Machloikis. We saw this already, that either it is telling you that lalav yatzis, which means that all lamed tes, all the other lamed ches malachas, the 38, you get regular skila, right? Hashenken over here, you won't get skila. This is different than all other 39, and you'll only get a lav
malchus.
That's the Yosi Amnasan says the chalak yatzah, which means that it's coming to teach you on all other. You would think that if you do 39 malachas, you do them all together, you only get one. So it comes to teach you that no, you get one, you get for each one, you chayiv, you get mitzvah by itself.
As long as it's major Shabbos.
Yeah, as long as it's major. Yeah, you get for each one by itself, you don't need to do all 39 to get skila.
You can die 39 times.
No, if you do all 39, you might only get one.
You're talking about
shaygeg, carbon. Oh, no, we don't have to be talking about shaygeg. The chalak yatz is teaching you that if you do all of them together, don't think. Oh yeah, don't think you get only. Don't think you get one. You get 39. Zokti Gemara. So that's by Shabbos. The man da amma havar lalav yatz. So let the man da amma that says that's a biyasi that says that havar fire was said separate. To teach you that it's a lav, hishtachava, now over here by Avodah Zarah, hishtachava, nami the lav yatzah, it's also coming to tell you the lav yatzah. Laman da am, that means that by hishtachava, don't think that you get skila, you'll get a lav. Now, laman da am, havar lechalik yatzah, like the man da am that says that by havar and Shabbos is the chalik yatzah. Hishtachava nami lechalik yatza. Hishtachava is also lechalik. So therefore, so we're asking again. Reb Zakkai came along and said that if you did them all in one shot, you were You zevach, you mekati, you menasach, ishtachava, in front of Avodah Zarah. You did four things in front of Avodah Zarah. In one shot, you only chayev one. So he told him, go outside and say the svar. So he said, it's a good svar. What do you mean? Either, it's just like Shabbos. If machlek is a b'yesi, I'm nasin. It's avar the lab yatza, avar or the chalik yatza. Is it coming to your lab? So too over here, he could be holding that it's avar. That means there's a machlek is lab yatza and machalik yatza. So he could be holding that it's the chalik yatza, and therefore you chayev an all lab yatza, and you're not chayev. You only
chayev. Which pasuk can I serve them?
No.
So why didn't
we explain? We didn't explain that. Mask of Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef asked a question on this thing. Dilma, ad kan like amay Rabbi Yosef. When did Rabbi Yosef say earlier on Shabbos l'lav yatzah? When did he say that havar is l'lav yatzah? Hasam havar l'lav yatzah. The nafka lechilik melachas me'achas mehena. Now it says like this. It says in the pasuk, Hashem told Moshe, "Dabei avnei Yisrael leimen nefesh kisachta b'shgaga." If someone does a shaygik, we call mitzvahs Hashem, any mitzvahs, ashalisa asena, v'asa me'achas mehena. Now we dash, and what's this me'achas mehena? The Tanya. Rabbi Yosi Omer. It says, v'asa me'achas mehena. So what are those extra words? Pa'amim, shechayiv achas al kulan. Sometimes you chayiv one for all. Pa'amim, shechayiv al kolachas v'achas. And sometimes you chayev one for each one that you do, each malacha that you do. That's what Rabbi Yosi said. Now the Gemara is going to explain. My time with Rabbi Yosi. What's this reason, Rabbi Yosi, that sometimes you chayev one for you do many, and sometimes you chayev one for each one? The chsev, it says in Pasuk, like we just said, v'asa me'achas mehena. So we dash like this. Achas me'achas. It doesn't need to say, the Pasuk adds a mem. The Pasuk could have just said, v'asa achas. Why does it say me'achas? What's the extra mem? So we say, v'asa achas, me'achas. We're going to be dashing achas, one, and the extra mem also. Hine, mehena. It could have just said, hine. V'asa achas, hine. Hena, from them. What's mehena? So we have an extra mem to dash. So we say, achas shehena, one which is
mehena means from these.
Well, it doesn't have to say mem, extra mem.
Me'achas, I understand. Why not mehena?
No, it could have just
been these.
These.
One of these.
Achas,
one of these.
Achas hena. V'asa achas hena. One.
But achas hena would mean one of these.
No. Achas mehena means one of this these. This one is Yechayiv 39 times. That's what it could mean.
So.
But that's taking the pasuk out of the prat, out of the pashtus.
Why?
Saying the pasuk is telling you that you're going to be chayiv on one of these malachas.
You
right?
Do one that's malacha, what the pasuk, and you can be chayiv 39 times.
Right. So without the hit, without the mem on the may achas makes sense.
Achas hena. This one is.
You mean
this
one makes you liable for all?
Liable without the mem.
No. But he's asking good. He's saying that that would be
the pasuk is that you're taking one
of the
one
of the group,
of the 39, one of the 39.
So may ask if it's understood.
Let's talk about everything. It's not yeah. He did one of from all the ways in the Torah.
It's going on Shabbos.
No, we'll see. That's gonna be tomorrow. But it doesn't help you anyways. Even if it's going on Shabbos, so he's asking 39 malachas. So Rashi explains. Have the mechta v'asa achas mehena, inami v'asa mehena, inami v'asa achas v'lishtik. Chavina hachash ma'amil al mishkal chad v'chad 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 v'al hena, v'al mehena. Because in fact, hena avais, mehena told us. So, it seems like from Rashi that the whole mehena didn't have to be said at all. The whole word. V'asa achas. It says, v'asa sech mikol mitzvah Hashem. So you're doing any.
It's not learning that's the mem.
It's the mem, also maybe, but the nekuda is really the whole word doesn't have to be said. Okay. So, Dr. Gemara, Sinachamot, so we have a lot of the yukim from this pasuk. It says, V'asa, again, V'asa me'achas me'ena, achas me'achas. It didn't have to say the extra mem. Heina me'heina. And ach, so we said it is, achas she'heina, ve'heina she'achas. One out of many, and many out of one. Which means, sometimes you chayiv one from many, and sometimes you chayiv many from one. What does that mean? Achas is Shimon, Meach is a shema Shimon. If you write Shimon on Shabbos, you chayiv, right? Ksiva. If you write Shin Mem from Shimon, those are the first two letters, and you stop right there. Even though your intentions were to write Shimon, a whole name, and you only wrote the first two letters, but since that has value to it, that is a word within itself, so you chayiv. That's meachas, from
chayiv,
one.
Chayiv of what transgression? Chayiv of just writing or completing a writing?
You have to write a word.
You have to write a word.
You have to write a word.
So shame is two letters of a word.
Yeah. So if you just write, I pick up a pen, I write...
Olive.
That's a whole sugya in Shabbos. In the rice, so maybe you won't be chayiv. I'm saying, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying, but our kaponim, yeah, don't start writing things that don't make any sense.
Just write the shin.
The shin? No, that's a chatashir. Machlek is prima gadim and others. Oh, check, it's not even a chatashir. Okay, fine. Yeah, so now. So that's achas and meachas from one, which means it doesn't have to be a complete one. From one, you're also chayiv, right? Which is shame from Shimon, two letters of the word. Hine is avos. We'll just say hine is be avos. Mehine is taldas.
Why do I need a pasuk for that?
That what?
That Shimon is going to be you'll be mechayiv on
Shimon. Because I had attention to Shimon.
Isn't really?
Yeah. What do you mean?
No, meaning so it wasn't bemezid.
No, I wanted to write these two letters.
I wanted to write more. Right, so why shouldn't you be chayav?
Because my kavana was to do. It's like zark 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 abba chashavoshman. Yeah. So.
Zark abba through two.
Zark shman.
Four, right.
Achashi Eina. What's Achashi Eina? Zoda in Shabbos v'shigas melachas. You knew that it was Shabbos, but you didn't know about, you forgot about the melachas. So you chayiv on Heina, you chayiv on every melacha you do. You did many melachas, but you didn't know, and you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know about the melacha. You forgot that it's a melacha. So you chayiv on each melacha, because since you knew it was Shabbos. So that's achas, one, sheyena, which you chayiv for many. One is Shabbos, zodin of Shabbos, heina is a shigas melachas. Heina she achas, many, which you're only going to get one, is talking about shigas Shabbos, you thought today was Monday, you didn't realize it was Shabbos, the zodin melachas, but you knew you were doing a melacha, you knew you were writing, it's not like you didn't know that, you knew that writing is us on Shabbos, but you didn't know Shabbos. So you only get one chatas, because...
One
shagig of Shabbos.
One.
Yeah. What?
It's one
halal. Zakti Gemara. So that's how you learn out. So that's the reason of Rabbi Yossi. That v'asmach zayin upam shechayv akulam v'adrefa. Aval hacha babay avedazarim deloy nafkalei chilik malachas miduch ta'achriti. You don't learn out that there's a difference in malachas from someplace else. The kula almesh tachavala chalik yatzim. Again, the reason we had a machlekes of Yosi and of Nasan by Shabbos when the Torah excluded Havar making a fire, is it lalav yatza or it's lachalik yatza? Which means, is it that to teach you that all other malachas, if you do it together, you chayev in each one, or it's teaching you that no, dafka itza, dafka Havar, dafka fire on Shabbos, it's a lav. But all the other ones are Skila. So now we're saying that even Rabbi Yossi, he knows why does he say the lav yatzes? He agrees that he has another pasuk that the other ones are going to be the chalik yatzes. That if you do each one separate, you'll be chayiv for each one. You're not going to get one misa for all of them. You'll be chayiv, and that's this whole gemara that we just brought. That we see that Rabbi Yossi himself holds the chalik yatzes that on Shabbos. So therefore, he has an extra pasuk. Havar, why did it exclude? Why did it exclude itself? Why does it say for itself to teach you the lav yatzis? But by avay desar, where there's no other pasuk to teach you lechalik yatzis, there's no other pasuk to teach you that you chayiv on each one by itself. So it's pasha that the pasuk of Ishtachava is teaching you that lechalik yatzis, and we don't have any pasuk to teach you the lav yatzis.
But
Rav Yosef says Dilma.
What?
It's not Parshas. Rav Yosef says Dilma. It's Kashya's Dilma. He starts off Dilma.
Okay, so what day? You can't say Dilma.
He means he's not certain.
Okay, but we're saying he can't be Masupik. Again, we have Machlekes Rabbi Yossi on Shabbos said the Lav Yatzis. So we're saying the only reason why he said the Lav Yatzis is because he has another Pasuk to teach you Lechalik Yatzis. So now they had this extra Pasuk, so he said that's going for the Lav Yatzis. It's going to teach you a Lav. But by the Zohar, we don't have another Pasuk. So when we're going to have this Pasuk, when we made this Pasuk of Ayishtachavu Lahem, that why did it exclude itself from every other Avaida? It's to teach you the Lav Yatzis. No, it's not true. Over there, for sure, we needed to teach you the Chalak Yatzis.
So at the end of the day, it's the same thing, right? You get punished. You get a chatas for every.
For everyone.
That's but the same thing as what he just.
As Shabbos.
And Shabbos, but he took it from another pasuk, and also one's a lav, and all the other ones. Every single time you do it on Shabbos, you have to bring a chatas.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it's the same thing. He just can't pull it from the same type of source.
No.
There's no other source.
No.
There is no other source. Yeah.
No. Again. The reason we said the Lav Yatzis on Shabbos, which means there's two things. There's, first of all, we know that each malacha is chaya for itself. Mm-hmm. You would think maybe all one. And now that we have an extra pasuk on Shabbos, well, we have a havar that excludes itself to teach you that havar within itself doesn't get skila, just gets a lav.
Right.
Fine?
Yeah.
Now, so we wanted to say, who had been by the Zara, he'll hold that it's a Lav Yatzis. Because just like on Shabbos, it's a Lav Yatzis.
Right.
So too, on Avodah Zarah, if you do Ishtachavah within itself, you'll just get a Lav, you won't get Skila. So now he's telling you, no, don't compare Shabbos to Avodah Zarah. Shabbos, I have one Pasuk to teach you L'chalik, I have an extra Pasuk, so I'll use that L'lav. Mashenk and Avodah Zarah, I only have one Pasuk. So everyone agrees that it's not L'lav Yatzis. It's just L'chalik Yatzis to teach you that each one is.
So technically, Rabbi Yosef would also really hold if the Torah were made two psukim, it would be L'chalik.
Yes.
Why does the Gemara have to go through this whole cheshbon? Well, this kasha starts, by the way, but we had the pasuk L'sasa kamalacha. You have L'sivar Rish B'chom Mishrezechem. You already have the ability to make the Rosh. You have an extra pasuk. Then right away you have the question of Havara, why do you need the pasuk? What was the Gemara's Hemshchavi? The first, in the Habmid of the Gemara, what's the homachlegis between Chalak or not?
Yeah.
We have those two psukim.
Which two psukim?
Sasakam Malach and the Savar Yish B'chom Mesh Sechmem Shabbos. That's the standard psukim that we have by Hilchah Shabbos.
Right, but the Sasakam Malach, we don't know how much Chayiv. So that's why we had to go through this whole Braisa. That this is the Braisa that taught us the Chayiv in each one. Hine, Me'achas, Me'hine.
Okay. To give you one step further, right?
Right, that the Chalak. So again, let's just repeat what happened there. Reb Zakkai said halacha that you chayiv only one. You only chayiv one for doing four avodas in front of avodah zarah. Four avodas of avodah zarah. So he told him go outside. So he said, why should I go outside? Reb Abba said, Reb Zakkai is saying very good. This depends on the machlekes of Beis Yam Nasan and light Reb Yaisi. That holds a Lav Yatzis, so it means that each one of the Avodah Zarah, you'll be chayiv. If you do four, you'll only be chayiv one, because he says, Ishtachavah went to Lav Yatzis, but there's no L'chalik by Avodah Zarah. So now we're saying, no, over here, B.A.C. agrees, L'chalik Yatzis, because there's no extra pasuk. That's the Shag of Atayim. Zakti Gemara, no. This pasuk achas mehena, like Khan was saying before, is nothing to do with avodah zarah. This pasuk is talking about kol mitzvah Hashem, and it says v'asa me'achas mehena. So it can be talking about avodah zarah also, and then by avodah zarah you'll have lechalik yatzis, and once by avodah zarah you'll have lechalik yatzis, then you'll know you'll have this ishtachavah to teach you Lav Yatzis, which means what Mark was saying, that there'll be two psukim, just like with Shabbos, there'll be two psukim by Avodah Zarah. So now the Gemara is just going to explain. Huh? Me'achas Mehena is not said by Shabbos, it was said wherever you want.
But it says by
Chatos. Yeah, right. It's not really two things. It's if you do one of any.
General Klal,
exactly. Right. So now we just have to teach the words. But on Shabbos, we explained it very well. Shemi Shimon, the Talis Ma'avis. How are you going to explain it over here? So that's what Gemara is going to do now. Achas, me'achas me'ena, achas vicha, me'achas simen echad. Achas is vicha, you shecht. You slaughter in front of the Avodah Zarah. Me'achas is not that you slaughter
you can't
completely.
Use the pasuk for Shabbos one way and for
the
How do you do it's that? You want to tell me it's a general class?
So it's a general class. So we just need to fill it into every Aveda. You could fit it into.
But then, in Lashon Hara, you can't fit it into. But how do you do that then? Then how could it be a general class?
I was thinking the same thing. How could they?
How
could it be a general class then? Because that would apply to every mitzvah, every loisa says in the Torah.
Is that what they're saying? It's over here. No, this is
all the same. It's by Hatas. Not talking about Shabbos. The Hatas. So
you can't apply that everywhere because the
drasha. Every time, every Aveda, every mitzvah.
Because then it's Mayat also. Then what happens if you have some that you can't fit in?
Why would you fit in only the Shabbos?
What happens if those that you can't fit in? Then you can those are not included?
He's talking about Hatas. In general, it's by
I understand,
Hatas,
right? But it applies to all mitzvahs in the Torah.
But then you can bring it this way, this way.
You can bring it both. You can bring it seven.
That's what I'm saying. Whichever way
it makes sense. So now on Shabbos, we understood it. Achas is Shimon. Me'achas means Shemi Shimon. We went through all those. Hine is Avos. Mehen is Tylus. So let's see if we can shlim over there. If it doesn't work, we won't work. Let's see. So Gemara says, Achas is Zvicha, Shechting. Me'achas, part of Zvicha, what's that? So by Shabbos we said it's part of the word shame, Shimon. Over here we'll say Simon Echad. You only shechted one Simon. You know everyone has two Simonim.
So one Simon is not a shechita.
So only one. It's somewhat of a zvicha. If you do that, you also chayiv chatas. Hine is avos. What's that? What's the avos? By Avodah Zarah, zivuach, kitur. Nisuch v'shtachava, any of the main avos. Mehine is taldas. What's a talda by Avodah Zarah? We never found such a thing. Shava makal afana. Very interesting. You break a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, you'll be chayav. What's a talda? Is that?
You mean that's
avodah? No.
Talda?
Yeah, it's a talda. Whatever talda, because shchita is breaking the Avodah Zarah. You're breaking the bone. You're breaking the neck of the behema. So you're breaking something. So over here also by breaking a stick, that's like a tilde of the av.
Yeah, but Rashi says only with kedarka. Yeah,
right, this is kedarka because
no,
it's
no,
similar.
No.
No, meaning
Rashi says only avay zara that this is the derech.
Right. So being that you break the neck is the derech. This is a tilde of that. It's not like a total foreign avayda.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It has to be
only kedarka. So Gemara doesn't have to be similar to the shechita. You could be chayiv if it jumps up and down in front of it. That's the derech.
You can do anything, right? Anything that you do the derech in front of the Avodah Zarah, he's asking a kasha. Once it's kedarka, who cares if it's
if it's a told
or not?
The normal thing is to put the stick in front of it.
Now you're
breaking the stick. Not the
breaking.
So it's not the service.
Yeah.
It's not that's
an
unusual way.
Right. Yeah. Kedaka, Rashi doesn't say break it. Rashi says Daka la oivda bemakal. Just to deem it with a stick. Whatever that means. And then you went ahead and broke the stick.
There's only two
because
by shechita?
Yeah. So it's a talda. Yeah. Vaita. Achashi Eina, what are we going to say over there? Zodin Avodas Kechavim, one which you chayiv many. If you knew about Avodas Kechavim, Veshigas Avodas, you know about Avodas Zarah, and you don't know which ones are Avodas, you chayiv on each one a chatas. Hine She Achas, that was like we said in Shabbos also. Many, you do many and you only chayiv one. What's that? Shigas Avodas Kechavim, you didn't know anything about Avodas Kechavim, Vezodin Avodas, but you knew about Avodas. Now how's that? So Gemara, high shigas. Yeah. So Gemara, high shigas of Avodas Kechavim mechadami. What does it mean? Shigas of Avodas Kechavim. You didn't know Avodas Zarah. Ikasav abeis haknesses. Who, if you thought it was a bais medrash, this we learned yesterday. Mishtach avalei, and you bow down to it. Harayli bela shemayim. You don't get anything. You thought you're bowing down to Hashem. What's the problem?
Maybe
it
was a good
bang. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Elo de chaza andato. V'sagidle, you saw a statue of a person, and you bow down to it, and the rule was that you bow down to it. Now the shaila is why you bow down to it. Either you bow down to it, we saw this yesterday, that it was some statue of a melech, of a king, and you saw it, you bow down to it, either for kavod ha-melech, or because of a desire. So, if you mekabel, amazing. That means if you wanted a din of a desire, good, you're amazing. If you weren't trying to do avodah zarah at all, it was just covered the melech, like klum, not doing anything. Ela me'avu me'yir. The reason why you bow down to the avodah zarah was either because of love or because of yir, like we said yesterday, that yir was you afraid, but not because you really held of this avodah zarah, but it was just yir. It's like the Mahani chala abaya da amachay. We had a machlekes yesterday. Abaya said yichayev. El rava da amapatim ayiklum meima. Rava says if you bow down to avodah zarah for not intention to din avodah zarah, you just did it either out of love, not love to avodah zarah, love to a person that wants you to do it, or you're afraid someone tells you he's going to kill you if you don't bow down to avodah zarah. So you part of ayiklum meima. So how could over here the Bais tell me yichayev? Ela ba'ayim emut. Only is talking about you thought it was mut. You thought that no avodah is kachal menatay. Zakti ma tivshayt. So if you can say this. Tivshay the boy minay Rav me Nachman helam zev zev biyadei mal tivshay dein echayv alachas. They asked Rav asked of Nachman, if let's say you b'shaygig you were sai in the avoda and sai in the malacha, you helam zev zev. We said yesterday, we spoke about this yesterday, that there's either you were helam in the maisa or in the davar. What does that mean? Either you were helam in the act that you're doing, or you didn't know halacha that this is asr. You knew about the act, but you didn't know that this is asr. There's two types of shaygig.
Why is it different than Shabbos?
What?
Same thing by Shabbos.
Yeah, the Mar says the same thing by Shabbos.
Yeah, this is what we're claiming. This is what we're claiming. Halam zavazah. If you didn't know about the act, and you didn't know the halacha that this act is asr. No, you didn't know that the act. The marks Rashi explained yesterday. Shigas ma'isa below.
Fluffy, six
avodah zarah
is mutter. So then, how does Shigas?
No, he doesn't know that this act is an act of avodah zarah, yeah. And he doesn't know also.
No, but then what happens to how avodah zarah?
What? No, he cled. If someone's halam zav is zav biyada, if he's halam in both. What's the halacha?
What do you mean this ma'isa is asr? He holds that it's asr to sing somebody's zara.
Yeah, this is a new shayla. This was a bayim rava me'av nachman helam zev v'yadei ma'u. So he's telling you tivshit from here. They ain't a chayv al achas. Be patient from here. They only chayv one.
By avay zara, how's it shayach? If he doesn't know the avay zara is asr, then how does he
again? Let's explain. We just said it's talking about ba'ayim and mutter. What does ba'ayim and mutter mean? He thought it was mutter. What does that mean?
He thinks of it as not a deraisa.
Zakt Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Kesava ein avaydus kichavim b'tayra. V'nihi the loy avishigas avaydus kichavim b'zodin avaydus. Ela shigas zevazet. He wasn't a shigas avaydus kichavim and zodin avaydus. He didn't know b'chlal avaydus kichavim zodin b'tayra. He's a shig from both. Still, we tell you, Hinishi achas, you're shaggy from two, you're still chayiv. One, for everything. You're shaggy. That's halam zavazah. Shaggy. So.
Should be
chayiv
for
exactly.
Look, tomorrow holds by Shabbos.
So one second.
It's not to have shiggis all the malachas, and then you don't know what Shabbos, there's no Easter of Shabbos at all.
Okay, one second. So bekitzer. So now again, so we learned out when we pulled this pasuk to avodah zarah, right? We said hine, my achas is also talking about avodah zarah. So we came out that what's the case talking about? Obviously, it's talking about I'm a mutter. You thought that it was mutter. I'm a mutter means that you're shagging in everything. You didn't know about avodah zarah. You didn't know about the act that you're doing. You just thought that it was mutter. You're oblivious to all.
Who is this?
Some friar Jew. Doesn't know about anything.
India.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Okay.
The woman went to Beit Shachov. They didn't learn about Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. As we're going through this, I'm like, who doesn't know that Avodah Zarah is
a girl who goes to Beit Shachov to seminary? They don't teach about Avodah Zarah's Russian.
It's a girl. So that's Meyachas.
No, right. So now, and still the pasuk says, hey, no, you did many. You only get one chatas.
Okay.
So I see from there, Rava asked of Nachman, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Helam zevazeh. If you didn't know when you did an Aveira, you didn't know about the Aveira, you didn't know what you were doing, that this is us. He had a shayla. So we should be patient now. From Avodah Zarah, we see that you are chayiv chatas. So Tishdein chayiv ala achas. Even though you did many, you only chayiv one. So the more holy kasha, what's the big deal? But tipshit, okay. Are you gonna get me on that? Okay, so be patient. Rava asked Rav Nachman, so over here you can be patient. No problem. Okay? So like you're trying to get me that I can't say this pshat, I can say this pshat because be patient. No. But I have another reason why you can't learn. He name achas. You can't learn. That's talking about Avodah Zarah. Why? Dilo hachaksev b'mashiach pa ubenasi seir ubiyachid kisav seira. V'ilo b'Avodah Kechavim tenan v'shavim k'siriyah shabiyachid. Which means like this. By the Pasha of Chatas, the Pasha of Shagig, there are many different people that are chayiv, different kabbanos. We said it yesterday, b'kitzah. In Mashiach, a kayin HaMashiach, that means a kayan which had oil poured on him.
Yeah.
If he's a shagig, he brings a par. In Nasi, if he's a shagig, he brings a sire. A yachid, one of us that are shagig, either bring a kasev or a sire.
Kisva.
Yeah, okay. Or seira, yeah. Okay, so it's three different kabanas. So now that's what the psukim over there in last week's pasha we're talking about. But by Avodah Zarah, and that's where the pasuk said, V'asa me'achas me'en. But by Avodah Zarah, everyone's in the same boat. They all, if they did a b'shagig, it's a sarah kibbe yachad.
Even the Kaimashiach,
even a Nasi, they all bring a sarah. So therefore, you're right. So therefore, obviously the pasuk can't be talking about Avodah Zarah, because if we're talking about Avodah Zarah, the beginning of the psukim, the whole parasha cannot be talking about Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we're falling.
What about
Shabbos? Oh, so Shabbos, we have this.
Shabbos, you have the Enough Community get different karbanos.
Sure.
So that you could use the Enough Community have there do apply
Shabbos. To Shabbos.
And so if, you can't apply to Avodah Zarah.
You can't apply Avodah Zarah. So now we're going back to the whole shaykhs, to the whole amid. That what?
You can't say it by
Avodah Zarah. Chadgadya. Yeah, that what?
You can't say it by Avodah Zarah.
So you can't say the what?
So
he
had,
was
talking
about Shabbos.
That's why he said the Dilma was a good kasha.
So what?
The Dilma was a good kasha.
The what?
You can't say that you're chayiv for.
Again, so let's just start from the beginning. That Reb Zakeh came along. They told in front of Reb Zakeh. They said that. That if you shecht in front of Avodah Zarah, and you were Mekata, and you were Menasech, and you were Mishtachva, you only chayiv one. So he said, throw him out of his medrash. Don't say this in his medrash. So he said, so we're still with that throwing out of his medrash, because he said, what do you mean? I could go to Lav Yatzis. And as he says, why can you go to Lav Yatzis? Because I have another pasuk of the Chalak Yatzis. So, but that's only on Shabbos that we have another pasuk. But Avodah Zarah, we don't have another pasuk. So therefore, so you could throw him out. So throw him out.
Throw him out of shul.
Besulai midi. And also, the Gemara says, and we have no way to answer this. We have no other way to answer this. So therefore, kick him out of shul. He said, a krum asvar. What does krum mean?
I don't know.
Crooked.
Crooked?
Does it really mean crooked?
No, he didn't throw him out. He says,
take the svar out of his mouth.
Take the price off.
Book talking about this, you can say outside.
We're basically back.
We're basically back. Yeah, but the zar, you should get a each one.
Can't be said.
That's what we